In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday, the 16th of January. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Day 26 is where we find ourselves. No signs of relief in the offing. And so, as happens when you go without something for a while, a certain wistfulness has come over some parts of corporate America, a longing, if you will, for a little good old-fashioned government bureaucracy. Because while it may slow things down, without it, it is tough to get anything done. From Washington Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
Justin Cox is suing the federal government because he can't sell his beer.
Specifically, our spring seasonal beer, the precious one, which is an apricot IPA.
Cox is CEO of Atlas Brewworks, a craft brewery here in D.C. The company is stuck in a holding pattern because the agency that would approve the new label for the precious one is shut down.
We're in this precarious position now. We have beer sitting in our tank that we don't have a place to put it into the market without this label.
Bridget Dooling is with the George Washington Regulatory Studies Center.
I mean, it's hard enough to run a small business, but when you're waiting for someone else to make a decision, those are hours and days and maybe even weeks when you're not able to proceed.
She says lots of industries could use a little more government decision-making right now. Drug makers can't bring new products to market, automakers are waiting for emission sign-offs, and that label issue comes up for the meat industry, too.
In order to have make a label change of meat and poultry, you have to go to USDA and actually have that label change approved.
Many federal food inspections aren't happening, but Richard Williams, who spent almost three decades in food safety at the FDA, says we shouldn't worry too much.
The incentives for a food manufacturer to keep his food safe are pretty strong in this country. No one wants to be at the receiving end of a recall.
Even if the recall happens after the shutdown is over, whenever that might be. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.